So talking about the Quran, we take a look at a verse that was recited in last night's Taraweeh Salah, the ninth juz of the Quran Kareem. In the second half, part of Surah Al-A'raf, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ. We have certainly created for hell many of the jinn and mankind. Meaning that in Jahannam, you will find many from the jinn and you will find many from men. Why? لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts with which they do not understand. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. They have eyes with which they do not see. وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. And they have ears with which they do not hear. Now this does not mean physically. Physically the person could see, he could hear, he could speak. But what it means here is that with your spiritual heart and your spiritual eyes and the spiritual ears, you're not pondering over the greatness of Allah. You're not accepting the oneness of Allah. Or if you accept the oneness of Allah and you're a Muslim, you're not conscious of Allah. You're not looking at the signs of Allah. That's not prompting you to come closer to Allah. That's not prompting you to become a better servant of Allah. That's not prompting you to stay away from the prohibitions of Allah. That's not prompting you to attain closeness to Allah. So spiritually you are blind, spiritually you are deaf, and spiritually your heart is dead. And the consequence of such people, Allah then says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْهُمْ أَضَلُ. Such people are like animals, nay, they are more astray. Why? Because animals haven't been created for a greater purpose like man. Animals, they just fulfill their desires. They wake up, they eat, they drink, they sleep, and they go back do the same routine the next day and the next day and the next day until their lives come to an end, until they're slaughtered or until they're killed by predators or whatever the case may be, or die a natural death. That's just the life of an animal. Of course, they make the dhikr of Allah, they remember Allah in their own way, according to the verses of the Quran, but they're not created with that greater purpose. They don't have that greater test in life where they have to abstain from prohibitions and they get rewarded for abstaining. They have to do good deeds and they get rewarded for doing the good deeds. They don't have the intellect which man has been blessed with. Hence, if man behaves like animals, then he's worse than an animal. Because he has the intellect. He ought to know better. He ought to do better. And Allah then says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. These are the ones who are heedless. So we love to hear verses of mercy, verses pertaining to to Jannah, to the rewards which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has promised us. And all of that is meant to keep us motivated, and that's fine. But what we need to understand is that we also have to give ourselves a bit of a wake-up call. We've got to remind ourselves of the wake-up calls that have been sounded out in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and what those wake-up calls are, so that we do not find ourselves in a situation where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protect us, but then we are considered in the eyes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to be like animals, or actually to be worse than animals. So during this month of Ramadan, besides the acts of ibadah and worship that we carry out, it is also a time for us to reflect that, you know, what's the state of my spiritual heart? What's the state of my spiritual sight and my spiritual hearing? And what is my spiritual state, my connection with Allah? Am I living a life just fulfilling my desires? Then that makes me worse than an animal. Or am I living a life that actually talks to my greater purpose for which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has put me on earth?